Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Muscle Sport Radio, Monday, 3 p.m. in the East. I am your host, Joe Piataro, publisher of this here fucking rag. But we're going to be joined in just a few. This week's fan of the week, none other than Jay Mazin Ortiz. Yes, Fruity will be joining us. 49ers might have a perfect season. Oh, that would be great, bro. That would be fucking awesome. I would love it. There isn't a better team out there that could fucking go with a goose egg. Comerica, wow. Prophet, don't be fucking with Comerica. He's here now, so he might fuck your ass up if you suck shit. I have some 0% of threatening me that the cops are instantly going to be at my door for impersonating Prophet Muscle. Prophet Muscle's an impersonation of whatever he's supposed to be. I don't even think it's a real person. I think it's like the unknown comic or some shit. Blue Iron. What's up, Blue? Yes, Jay Mazin Ortiz will be joining us. Fan of the week last week, of course, West Coast, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny. Did a fucking kick-ass fucking job. And Mazin has a big pair of fucking shoes to fill because of Johnny. The real one is a dope. I don't even know if there is a real one. Jay Mazin joined. You got to get on the horn, kid. Joe Went, what's up, Big J Dubs? Yes, the pressure, Maze, you have big fucking pressure on your ass. You fuck up, we'll never let you hear the end of it, bro. Nah, just kidding, you're gonna do fine. Jennifer Lynn Mitch, what's up, Jen? Nick Flex, A. Arley, yes, Mazin, the fucking numbers are climbing, look at that. They're in the thousands for Mazin already. See, I didn't promote that Mazin was going to be on because we didn't really, like, cement this until, like, this morning. Did you watch the fights this weekend? No, but I did see some highlights. Of course, GSP. Very happy to see that. I like GSP. Who doesn't? I got to be better than the other boars you interview. Ooh. Them fighting words. Jim, what's up? How's your fucking foot and leg and ankle and all that stuff doing? Crazy ass Ginzo. Did you guys enjoy my Dee Snider from Twisted Sister live feed the other night from the club? I thought it was just funny to do that. I figured, love you too, man. Your foot sucks. Workman's comp, so that makes it feel a little better, I'm sure. Bobby, you saw that, Bob? Man, I tell you, I was having fun doing that, but it was hard to, like, see, you know, and I wanted to watch the show, so I said, let me just do, like, a song or two. Brilliant, Joe. I did record a couple of songs, and I might put, like, a little video together. Shoey, what's up, Shoe? Yeah, we're waiting for Mazin to fucking dial the phone, and then we will get him on, and you guys can fucking hear him in all his glory. He's a television star. We're going to let him tell you that. I don't want to say it for him. Got to head to work, bro. All right, Nick, thanks for coming in. I'll get this up on YouTubes. You can watch the replay. Thank you for jumping in. I don't care if it's for a second. I appreciate all the folks that come in on this program. All the folks. IFBB Spitfire is looking really nice in that little icon picture. I don't know what Joey's talking about. Look at this fucking guy backpedaling. It's weird seeing him not headbang anymore, but he's still going to leave. Like, he does. No, he never had, like, an operatic kind of fucking voice like Jeff Tate from Queensryche. But D always had, like, that fucking crazy, you know, like, loud kind of voice, and he can still pull it off, man. Yeah, he did some good covers, man. Back in Black was the encore, AC/DC. And did you see the bass player in Dee Snider's band, that hot Irish blonde with like the crazy fucking like partial dreads and the fucking black stockings? I was fucking dying, man, the whole night. I seen Twisted Sister in the early 80s. I first saw them, Johnny, in 82. And the guy I was with, one of my buddies from my old neighborhood, Friday night, I was with him when we saw him. I think he was 13, I was 14. And we snuck into the fucking club because it was 18 back then. You guys hear Viking on Friday? No, actually, I did not. Don't say 0%. That's not right, bro. Come on. What's up, my man? Looking fresh. Hey, Bad Boys, what's up? She was smaller than her bass. Haha, played her. She did play a good bass, but I did want to have her take a tinkle in my fucking throat, down my throat. She was very fucking sexy looking. I think, if I am not mistaken, we are being joined live on the air right now by Mr. J. Mason Ortiz. J. Mason, welcome to the program.
What's up, Fruity?
Talk louder, my friend. I don't want to get yelled at
What's
by
up,
these YouTube
Fruity?
Experts. Yeah, I'm trying to put the mic real close. The YouTube experts, fix your fucking audio, you fucking cheap fucking shit. But you got guys doing fucking laundry room videos that people give them good fucking marks for. I don't get it, bro. So, Mace,
this is a cricket wireless.
I got to admit, could I call you Maze or Jose? What would you prefer?
Whatever you want, Joe.
Okay, we'll call you Maze because it sounds fucking cooler. Maze is very intriguing. He's a mysterious man, but he's a steady, and I love him. And he comes up with the fucking funniest movie lines. He likes the same genre as I do, guinea mobster fucking flicks. And I don't know if the guys on the feed, I know some of them get it, but the ones that don't get it are probably saying, what the fuck are these two guys talking about? And I think it's great, bro. Thank you for being a big part of this MSM fam, Maze.
Joey, we're going to sell like 10, 15 magazines from this. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be, bro, I might even fucking buy a fucking other house as a result. But listen, I want to fucking let you brag, and I'm going to brag for you if you don't. Tell the guys.
No, you're bragging for me.
Okay, I'll brag for you. You were actually on ESPN. What year was that? 90 what?
76. 98.
1998, bro. J. Mason Ortiz. They pronounce your name Mazon. So is that the correct one, or am I fucking it up?
Yeah, it's Mazon.
Mazon. It's like Pablo Guzman, Channel 2. CBS, I Wouldn't News, or whatever the fuck. You got to put
Charo.
You got to put the inflection in it, you know? But 98, you were on ESPN. And it was about up-and-coming bodybuilders. And I got to admit, bro, you fucking look good.
Yeah, that went well.
I don't know what you look like now because you only show your beautiful dogs on your fucking Instagram. But you looked fucking good back then, man.
It went all downhill.
Now, how old were you back then? I'm not trying to get you to admit your age, but you looked like you were like young 20s, if I had to guess.
18.
You were 18. Holy shit. You know, they probably said that. I just don't remember. But
pay attention to
me. I know. I got so much going on, bro. Are you kidding me?
But you got hair dyeing, fucking Dee Snider.
Dee Snider concerts, fucking magazines, these fucking things. Big C, Joe
hey,
said
Joey,
you're afraid
of did you break out the lighter?
No, he wanted everybody to break out the cell phone thing. But I think I was texting or something. I think I was doing one of the posts on Instagram for this. And I'm like, I'm not going to stop doing this. For some fucking
you should have been
life.
A fucking rebel. I got the lighter.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have lighters anymore. I don't smoke, so I don't have lighters. But that was a very cool little thing, man. So, I mean, how did that come about? Like, did they contact you? Was there a raffle? How the fuck did it work, bro?
Lou Zwick, remember him?
Yeah.
That guy. He saw me at some show. He's like, "You want to do it?" I said, "Yeah, sure." That's some story. Joey, let's talk about
that. Yeah, oh, wow. I mean, you just blew me away with that one. I don't know if I can fucking recover. But so basically, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But you did look the part, so it wasn't like he put some fucking Mama Luke up there. You did look good.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that the most important part of that day was you were interviewed by a legendary journalist in our industry, correct?
The great Ron Harris. Yes.
Now, how are his interview skills back then? Because I know what they are now, and they what they've been maybe the past 10 years since I've like been reading.
Beautiful, like Barbara Walters doing.
Barbara Walters and Vince Scully had a baby, and that was Ron Harris's journalism skills.
And they had a
skills,
soul patch.
Right? Yes. Soul patch. Wow, I can't believe that he actually was on TV. But I guess I'll give him credit for that. I mean, because I can't say I was interviewing people on ESPN TV. So, and that was like Muscle Sport USA, I think was the name of that program.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Because I remember I was
too. Like 3 in the morning on Saturdays.
Oh, all right. Prime time, sure. Hey, listen, doesn't matter. When you're on TV, man. It doesn't matter what time it is. And that's real television.
Sure.
Not the internet TV like Muscle Sport.
Yeah, not
TV.
The intranet like these kids.
Oh, these fucking intranet
YouTube.
Kids. But you
oh,
definitely
these kids
were.
Intranet, Joey.
What's that, Maze?
These kids with the intranet, Joey.
They're driving me crazy over here. You have to admit though that you definitely are bring something of flair to this fucking program, right?
I'm a big star, Joey.
You're a big star. Now, I cannot repeat the line Mazin said to me when he said he would have to go sneak in his car because he was training someone today, and he had to sneak in his car to do the few minutes on this program. One of the fucking coldest, coolest, funniest fucking lines I ever fucking read, bro.
What are you talking about, Joey? I didn't say anything.
Oh, I will not repeat it out of respect for you, but it was insane, and it was great. I think I fucking pissed. But I wanted to talk, like today you said, what are you going to talk about today? Now, I'll save the second thing for afterwards when you're back in there taking care of Ann. But in this day and age, Maze, can you believe this? The IFBB International Amateur gave out. Now I'm gonna actually read the fucking the numbers here.
Joey, who's in charge of that now?
That is the Rafael Santoya division.
Yeah, he's a fellow spic, just like me.
Yes, he is. He's a little spic like you.
Santoya.
Rafael Santoya. The first place guy got 15,000 euros. Now, I was told that equals about 12 grand. What?
No, it's the other way.
It goes down a little. So it's like, I think it was like 12,000.
No, it goes up.
It goes up? Well,
like
whatever the case may be, it's a lot of fucking shekels. And they actually had.
For what? For the World Championship?
This is the World Championships in Europe. Which is kind of like their nationals, if you will, like the way the NPC nationals, like, so those are the guys I'm assuming that get their pro cards. So 1 through 10 got prize money at an amateur show. So now you have the NPC.
Oh, shit, it's like the Ironman money.
It's you have the NPC going into Europe and offering IFBB pro cards if you win, you're in. So now if you're a European amateur, you have to make believe you're one of these fucking little fucking greasy fucking kids over there in Europe, right?
Make believe I didn't retire after Ron Harris.
After Ron Harris didn't put you into retirement. I'm a greasy fucking guinea, so I'm a greasy European fucking family tree. But make believe you're an amateur in Europe. You have to make a choice. You can compete in both, but if you win, you can only take one pro card and then compete in that pro division. So do you take a chance on getting an IFBB pro card from an NPC show, or do you go into like a world championship situation where you can win fucking 15, 20 grand? What would you do in that position, Maze?
You can repeat, right? You can go every year and just win, right?
You know what? I don't know those details for sure.
Like the Egyptians do and shit. They're Mr. Egypt for 20 years and they get paid, right?
Oh, maybe so, yeah. But if just for a one-shot deal, would you get an IFBB Pro card or would you take a check for nice money now we're talking? We're not talking $100.
No, it depends if you suck or not. That's the thing. Me? Fucking, I'm Mr. Madrid for 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, to me,
it's either that or you go get 12 fifth Ironman every summer. It's stupid.
If you're going to get $15,000 in the IFBB Pro show, what are the prize monies for like their third tier shows? I don't even know offhand. Five, maybe?
It's about that. No, it's about that.
About
they used
five,
to be the,
ten
remember
grand,
it used to be
maybe?
The $10,000 show?
It's yeah,
20
yeah.
Now. Remember it was that Darren Charles was the king of the $10,000 show?
Yes.
He used to win
yeah.
every fucking small show?
All of those fucking third tier fucking shows. Now, if you can win a bunch of those, obviously you can make some nice money. But if you can win 15, 20 grand as an amateur and then get your pro card. Now, I would love to find out, and I didn't have enough time to look up all this stuff now because I hit up the guys that I know that I work with internationally, and they give me all this information. And I would love to find out what are the prize money purses for these smaller or medium pro shows for IFBB Elite Pro. Because if they're decent, if they're giving 15 grand for a fucking amateur, you got to figure they're giving
that's,
good
yeah.
money for prize money then.
That's got to be the move. They just got to throw more money at people.
That's
right.
See, that's
then,
the whole
then
thing.
Then fucking Mannion would.
If they can get the money from sponsorships, they can dangle that fucking carrot, and
yeah,
they
then,
may.
Yeah, if you're
you
like
know,
a shitty, if you're a shitty amateur, you go with them, and maybe you get them. You know
and
what I mean?
You know what? They may not even need the fucking U.S. if they're strong enough over there.
No, it's going to be all these Middle Easterners and like some crazy Germans and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, I mean
they'll be in shape. That's the thing. They're going to be hard and everything.
Well, Kevin Gret from Evolution of Bodybuilding sent me the video. I didn't get a chance to look at it of the bodybuilders, the top 10, I believe,
yeah.
Not one bubble gut. So what they're doing is they're going away from the fucking mass monster fucking GH gut look. That seems to be their strategy. Now, do you think that's a good strategy? I think so, because if you're going to try to go for the mass against the IFBB Pro division, it's going to be hard to go mass for mass with them. So I think they're smart
you know,
going
it,
in.
You know what it's
going to
be? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of real crazy, that crazy European condition and that Middle
yeah.
Eastern condition, you know what I mean? A lot of that
yep.
with, you know, okay shape, but crazy condition. That's what it's going to be.
It's going
that's
to
how
have
the
to be.
World championships are.
Yeah, it's going to have
it's not
to
gonna
be
fucking Brandon Curry up there. It's going to be like, you know, some blocky German with crazy
yeah.
Glutes and shit.
See, I'm not crazy about some of the things they do in Europe with like these divisions wearing clothes and shit. I find that to be terribly fucking gay. And I
yeah, yeah, what the fuck
support.
Is that?
It's like
they
the fit model outfits, division.
Right?
But there was a bodybuilder wearing jeans when he was getting his prize in some picture. From a couple of weeks ago.
Shut
I'm
up.
Like, what the
you
fuck is that?
You got a trophy
that?
With the Levi's.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I don't listen, I don't give a fuck either way. You know, I don't have to suck anybody's fucking penis. Only do it because I like to, obviously, Maze.
Yeah, that's right.
Not because I have
for
to.
Pleasure.
But these other fucking places that have to blow the NPC IFBB pros, I don't give a fuck either way. So I'm not blowing either federation. I'm going to just call it like I see it. And I think that they're onto something, but I think if they try to mix too much of that fucking pageantry in it, it's going to lose some of its hardcore-ish appearance, and it's going to turn some people off. So I think they should make those separate shows, not even mix
yeah,
up
can't
at
do
all.
A tuxedo division.
Yeah, make it completely different from the physique, fitness, bodybuilding, and you know all of that shit. I just I don't
what,
like
what,
to
what
see
that
mixture.
What do they call
what
that division?
Fit model.
Tuxedo? Fit model. Holy
let me
shit.
Just the word model itself right there. It has a fucking feminine fucking connotation to it. And it's bad enough we fucking clap our hands at oiled guys wearing sparkled Speedos. And we say, hey, gay.
I'm not gay.
What are you fuck you. You're gay.
I'm
gay.
Trunks, it's trunks. How dare you?
Yeah. He's got to wear that so you can see his fucking veins and his thighs. You know?
That's right. His muscular ass.
But I look at some of those things that they do there as different, and I guess it's just a different world, a different type of society and everything, and community and stuff. But, not that there's anything wrong with it, like they said on Seinfeld many years back. But I just think that they should separate those. Yeah, it's a different community over there. It's like going in the fucking village over here, you know, in my fucking neck of the woods. But I just think that I think they're on to something with the prize money thing, and I think it's very intriguing to see what they're trying to do strategy-wise, and everybody on the other side is going, they'll never make it. I guess they didn't realize there was 192 countries in the IFBB as a whole. Right now, who's the two countries that are the one country that's not in it is U.S., and it could carry itself. But I just don't think that worldwide it's going to go away.
Is Kuwait in that? Is Kuwait going to be like a...
I believe they are in it. I know there's a lot of Mideast nations that are in it. I don't know offhand which ones are. But, as far as it looks now, Bader Budde, right, the Camel Crew Oxygen guy, he's going to have the Camel Crew...
Budai.
He's going to have the Camel Crew with Mannion side of things. That's the way it appears to me. I thought that would have been a big wild card because I said if Kai Green goes to Raphael's side and they can get the Camel Crew, they would have a shot really do really well.
But his whole thing, he wants to buy Olympia. You know, he wants Olympia. Best.
Yeah.
Best Olympia.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Camel Toe Oxygen Crew. But I just don't know, how much, you know, I think it both can coexist, and I don't think they will even step on each other's toes. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's more of the chat room chatter, the old chat room chatter, whatever, social media chatter than it is really what's going on.
It's going to be the same thing, but the amateurs get a little money. That's all it is.
Yeah. I just, to me, that was like, wow. I got an email and a message about that. One from a guy from South America and another guy from Malta. And I was like, holy shit. Wow. That's, they're giving
Malta.
Away big fucking money. Malta, yes.
You can buy Malta for 15 grand, I think.
Can you? I don't know. My buddy Kevin lives there from evolutionofbodybuilding.net. I implore all of you to go visit his site. He does a great job. He does a great job, and he covers the international side of things as well as the Mannion side of things. So he's got his pulse, hand on the pulse of the international aspect because he's there. He's present.
I'd like to apologize to the Malta community. Thank you.
You want to apologize to the Malta community? The Malta. Don't worry. We'll let you slide this time, Maze. So, what else, Maze? You don't want to talk about the other thing I want to talk about. The NFL.
Go ahead, Joey. What is it? What are you talking about?
All right.
About?
Now, I'm actually going to do a sports shot video once the show is over because I want to get it up and out there really quick. Well, it's like all the fucking lights working and the director here and the makeup girl. No, we remember.
A big deal.
But I did hear from the same source that told me before Joe Girardi left the Yankees, he says Girardi's out. And I'm like, no way. He's like, I'm telling you, I got it from this person that knows what's going on. And I didn't really think it was going to happen. All of a sudden, the next day, Girardi's out. I'm like, motherfucker. He goes, I got another one for you. Jerry Jones.
What'd you hear?
Robert Kraft and the Texans owner, McNair. I forget his name now. I think it's McNair. The three of them are going to band together to oust Roger Goodell, and it's going to happen. They're going to get the 17 votes they need. They're going to convince 14 other owners to vote not to renew Goodell's contract, and he will be Gonzo Alonso, and they're going to try to get somebody in that's going to fix this kneeling problem because they're sick of losing money and fans. So you heard it here first. That was from my friend Kefis. Kefis is his name.
Kefis?
Well, that's what I call him. Oh, I got a good joke for you, Maze. Why don't guineas have freckles? Why don't guineas have freckles, bro?
Because Why, Joey?
Because they slide off their face.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, the fucking grease balls. So what do you think about that Goodell thing? Do you think it sounds plausible?
He's going to get a Canadian in there, right?
I don't know. That may not make it easy to stop this kneeling. I think they're going to have to get like a fucking redneck in there.
No. A Canadian that's Americanized. If you know what I mean.
Oh, an Americanized Canadian. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. But you know what would be good? Like, just like the way Bud Selig was a owner of the Brewers and he took over as a commissioner for many years. You know, mixed fucking, you know, marks on him. I would love if Jerry Jones would take over as NFL commissioner. I think it would be amazing because Jerry has got fucking balls like church bells and he will not put up with any nonsense, not just this kneeling. All of this criminality, all of this shit. He does not like that. And shame on him for signing some guys that were fucking bad guys. But once they fucked up again, he cut them immediately. Like, he gave them a second chance, but if they fucked up, goodbye. So do you think Jerry Jones would make a good interim commissioner, if not full-time?
No, because they won't vote.
Why?
But
let's say they want to make sure they get.
Cowboys
going to
take over?
No, well, he would have to relinquish day-to-day operations of the Cowboys, just like Selig had to do with the. He would let his son and daughter do it because they're doing it right now.
Yeah, so you give it. Yeah, you give the team to Fredo when you fucking take over the league.
I think it would be a fucking brilliant idea, because the guy is well respected throughout the league. He fucking built a fucking state-of-the-art Jerry's World Stadium that's just, like, you know, amazing. And they had an amazing Super Bowl there a few years ago. I think that Goodell has got to go because he has just been – he did some things I liked, and he's done some things I cannot stand. And I think it's
Hey, is there a Fredo Jones to take over?
I don't know. Well, I get it would be I don't think there's any brothers, but I think his daughter is very big in the – day-to-day operations, and he has a son also, and his son-in-law, who I actually interviewed once, who's a pretty cool dude, he does a lot of things too. You know, he married into the fucking clan, so he's got a nice looking rich wife. I guess, like, there's no, yeah, well, so like the Fredo would be probably like maybe the son, but I'm not sure how much he's on, so it might be a Fredette, you know, the chick.
Fredo Jones.
And Fredo here. But that would be pretty good. And you know what's fucking funny now? Kaepernick has got he's writing a book, and his lawyer is demanding all of these emails and memos from the commissioner and some owners to prove collusion.
He's writing it.
Are
you sure he's ready?
I'm sure there's a Ron Harris helping him out.
I heard Ron Harris is writing the fucking.
Yes, and he's going to get paid later for it, like he does now with his fucking checks from MD. Don't worry,
yeah,
Ron.
Do
I'll take
interview.
Care of you. The Christmas season's almost here. Just give me a few months. Oh, my God. So what else do you want to talk about, bro? I have you on the show. I want to give you the floor, my friend.
What time is it, Joey?
It is 3:30
Joey,
almost. You have to go back in to end?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to go.
All right, bro. Maze, thank you so much. If you win a prize, you get a Rolex watch for being on the program today. We'll mail it to you. Okay? You have to sign for it, so wait by your door. All right?
Sure, I'll be outside. Yeah.
All right, man.
2-3 days, right?
Dude,
I'll be outside.
Be out there. I'll see you later, man. Thanks for coming on, Maze.
All right, Joey.
Jay Mazin Ortiz. Come on, guys. Let's hear it. Mazin was fucking funny. He did tell me he was, like, shy and stuff, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You're not shy. Who the fuck said you're shy? And, you know, I thought it was fun. So wife and I were like teenagers. Ooh, did you have fucking marital sex this weekend, James? I must admit, I did as well, and it was good. Did you guys notice my explicit lamb shirt? Explicit Labs. Johnny, you like this stuff. Cytomelt. Make sure you buy it right here. Go to explicitlabs.com. We're going to be doing a lot of good stuff with Nate Smith from Explicit Labs. James says, oh, yes, lots. Isn't that great, though? Isn't it great when there's a big fucking wet spot in the fucking bed and you know that you were the cause of it? To me, it's like a fucking prize, you know? It's like when you win a fucking, you know, horse race and you get the ticket and you know you're just going to cash it in. And a little MDMA from a friend, I never had that shit. Should I try that? Molotov cocktail flavor. Oh, yeah, I had the other flavor. I had the cherry ice, cherry bomb, cherry lime. Yes, Johnny had the Molotov cocktail. Jessica, did you have husband sex this weekend? Get all the claps. Fucking lucky fucking husband over there, man. I tell you, it's up to you. The NPC talking shit about not paying to register. Okay, Shuey did talk to me over the week. This morning, oh, I fucking love morning sex. My wife doesn't, so I don't get it. And a few girlfriends to join. You had three-way sex this weekend? Morning sex. It is great. It is great. Especially if you fucked the night before and it's like, there's still remnants of it there. I'm still like, I get like fucking like a fucking raving lunatic, like the Yeti kind of thing. You had four-way sex, Jim? Every morning he works out at 4:30, comes home, wakes me up every morning. See, that's the best. No shower sex. Post-workout, no shower sex is amazing. I think I was talking about that last week. You had three women, Jim? You fucking Bogart all those broads? Bro, throw on fucking your friend Joey's way. God damn it. I think my hymen grew back. Oh, proud Viking. Cindy, come on. Oh, I don't want to hear that. That's sad. I hope you're doing all right, Cindy. Seriously. All joking aside. Fucking Jim, you fucking... Oh, I know you're joking. You have a lovely wife and a lovely family. You have that cute little son of yours. He's fucking adorable, that fucking kid. I love when you post pictures of your kid because it reminds me when my kid was small. Now my kid's a fucking big juice now. The Chicken Rowan said no one pays to register to a press conference. Don't tell my wife. I won't. So Steve, Bob was saying you don't have to register for the show, right? If I'm not mistaken, he was saying that there's no sign-up fees for the show, but you would have to get your NPC card to be allowed to go on the show. So what is that, like $125 or something? Bill Clinton doesn't take no for an answer. That's true. Yep. So, okay. So no sign-up fees is not a lie, though. We can't say, and it's not even really misleading because he didn't say anything. 125. Okay, Al, yeah, because you're in it, right? 125 for the year, and most shows will charge you $50 to $100 per class, and you got to pay the fucking backstage fee for your friend, and you have to buy him a ticket, the guy that's going to oil your fucking balls up. NPC card to go backstage, but a coach pass. Yes, coach pass. Yes. A coach pass, and he must buy a seat that he's not using. 120 amateur, 180 pro. Okay. So I guess if you want to compete in the NPC International, whatever it's going to actually officially be called, the Chickalurillo shows in the UK, you do not get a freebie card, but you get a freebie show pass to walk in the door and get on stage. Harvey Weinstein was looking for me. Oh, I'm definitely not his type, man. He had some good types, though. How fucking stupid is that? Oh, my God. I can't believe powerful people in Hollywood were getting fucking blowjobs for fucking movie roles. What a joke. Gardner's broad kicked me out of backstage. She tried to sell me a pass for $200. Tim Gardner? So you were coaching your buddy. And she says, give me $200 or else you have to leave. And you said, suck my motherfucking dick. Premium Raws won. A lot of IFBB, a lot of dollar FB is $50. I just can't believe they make you buy a fucking backstage pass and a fucking seat. I find that, I don't know. Rock! Hey, Rock! I find that bewildering. Confusing and frustrating for the folks who have to deal with it, because my friend competes and he was telling me about that. And what's up, my peeps? Dude, we had Jay Mays and Ortiz on the phone before. It was very funny. I say to her NPC card, I got 7 at home. She threw me right out. Natural show, $60. That's fucking even worse. Oh, my God. There's like fucking 3 people in the audience. I hate to say that, but natural shows are just fucking, they're a waste. Come on. Why even bother? I mean, honestly, I want to compete, but I can't afford it. Well, just get the NPC card and go to one of Bob's shows in your own fucking backyard, Stevie. You know? Or go into Raphael's thing and try to win $15,000 there. Oof. But yes, I want to read an email to you folks. I had to take a lie detector test and blood test. Each was 150. Really? Oh, for the natural? Gotta go have a kick-ass. Oh, Jessica, you're leaving me already after telling me you had sweaty after post-workout morning sex. God damn it. Can you do a video of that? Send it to me. I'm only kidding. No, I'm not. Okay, Jess, I'm joking. If you can send it to me if you want, though. Thank you for coming in, sweetie. You look amazing, by the way. I'm not just being a pervy old man. I'm being girls gotta eat. Oh, God. You don't know what goes through perms' minds when they hear that. But you do look good. The shoulders are ridiculous. We got 2 girls on this fucking feed, Thea and Jessica, with the greatest delts. Better than fucking some IFBB male pros delts. Ask Chris. He probably has one. Chris Graff. Is that your boyfriend? Husband? Thank you for busting my ass. Oh, I would bust your ass in fucking pieces. Oh, my God. Oh, with my face. Sorry. I'm sorry, Jessica. Let me read my email I got. The video, yes. Is it dirty? Is it like a porno? Because I will tell you, I will only use it for fucking research purposes. There will be no masturbation. I might crawl into the fucking laptop screen. This is my friend was a former Washington Redskins season ticket holder last year, not this current season. Dying. Oh, I'm dying too just thinking about this movie. Fuck the fucking NFL. Let's talk about Jessica's dirty movies that she made. They sent him a email saying if you sign up for next year's season tickets, they give you the last 4 home games this year free of charge. I shit you not. I'm doing a video and I will put it up on later. Oh, Crystal, you got well, Crystal, you know what? I stare at your tits so much that I don't even they take away from your doubts because you got these big fucking balloons that you do pet bounces with. Jessica Coleman, I got the number. So that's the only reason why. And I promise I am going to look at your doubts the next time you send me a photograph. I'm only kidding, Crystal. You have beautiful shoulders. You have beautiful everything. But those fucking tits you have are just ridiculously fucking amazing. Great seats this season are yours. Free. Receive free tickets to all remaining home games when you become a 2018 season ticket holder. Vikings, Giants, Cardinals, and Broncos left. So if you want to go to the Washington Redskins next year, because they know the Joey Sports Shot prediction is coming true already, ladies and gentlemen. I said next year that NFL is going to take it right up the ass with no fucking lube because all of the people will not re-up their season tickets next year that paid for them this year already. They're already trying to entice you with a dangling 4 fucking carrots in front of your face for this year. Free fucking tickets. Now think about that. How much is each ticket to an NFL game? They're expensive. 4. That's half the fucking home schedule, guys. There's only 8 home games a year. For those that don't follow, well, that used to follow. I don't follow anymore. But I know how many games there are. So they're giving you fucking half the season tickets for nothing. Nothing. Like what Ron Harris gets paid, nothing. And Nothing, Chewy, if you buy next year. So they want to entice people to come back next year. Over, Johnny. Right, Maze? It's over, Johnny. Until these fucking pieces of shite stop kneeling and disrespecting the police, the military, our flag, and our national anthem, they will not get fans back. How much for one game? You know what? I'm not sure, but I know, like, Giant tickets, a couple of hundred easy for decent seats. I mean, maybe the shittiest seats you can get for, like, 75, like the fucking last fucking row in the bowl. That's right, man. Fucking, and those are good now. You have the Vikings, which last I was in on the NFL was a good team. The Giants suck, but that's a great rivalry. The Cardinals, I think, are pretty good, and I think Denver's pretty good. So you have fucking, you know, three conference games, one divisional game. So those are decent. It's not like they're playing the fucking Jaguars or the Niners, Johnny's team. Joe, Steve will get you tickets for a fast ground and pound. Steve will get me tickets. Who, Steve Blackman? My former employer. Gotta go. Oh, Kian, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say hi because I was talking to Mazin. Mazin is fucking funny. He had me fucking just in fucking tunnel vision status. But thank you as always. Kian Auerbach, 93. Salute her. She serves our country well. And she fucking comes on his feed and deals with our childish sophomore jinx. The players are kneeling because of racial disparities. Okay, name it. Let's talk it. I call bullshit on that. I call bullshit on that. What are the racial disparities? I'll go case for case, guys. I invited some guy that was fighting with me on my Joe Piattaro Instagram about to fuck the NFL. And I invited him on here to do a fucking friendly debate. And declined. And I said, you're glad you declined because I would have made you look fucking foolish, just to that, something to that effect. George St. Pierre, awesome fight. I did see the highlights. Yes, I agree, Stevie. I call bullshit. Also, America's place to make more money than all of us in this room. I call bullshit. I am a white guy in Boston. I've been screaming against many, many times. Let me tell you something. You guys saw, right? I showed you this picture of me, right? When I was a teenager. Do you think the fucking cops in my fucking area in Brooklyn didn't throw my fucking guinea ass against the fucking wall because I had long hair and a leather jacket? Every fucking night, I got my balls broken left and right. And I did not grow up in East Cupcake, where I live now. I grew up in a fucking lower middle class mafioso neighborhood in Brooklyn. And the cops broke our balls when we were teenagers because they fucking said we were all getting drunk and high. And it was right for the most part. For the most part, they were right. I'm native people telling me about being fucked around. You're right, Shuey. You do have a good fucking argument there. Kim to the teeth, to the gill, to the Roy. What's up, Kiaid? I had guns pulled on me. Me too. I had knives pulled on me. I can't even count any times just because I was a white guy in a black neighborhood. I had black friends. I've had a lot of weaponry pulled on me. Some as a younger man, some as an adult. I've also had the opportunity to pull my weapon on some folks too. That's a better feeling. Much better when you're fucking holding iron than when they are. And it usually quells the situation kind of quick. Especially when you put it in their ear. Yeah, they usually go, oh, fuck. We're not talking about the one I tried to say. Maybe get a light drug deal the next time, Lyman. Oh, man. We used to go to Coney Island to fucking do some stupid shit when we were younger, and it was fucking dangerous, man. It wasn't like it is now with the fucking baseball stadium. The killings of black Mexican people to handle. Okay, Mr. Johnson, I love you. You're always on my feed, but I'm going to fucking disagree with you. Let's hear it. Hands up, don't shoot, Ferguson. Michael Brown was all built on a lie, okay? Forensics show that he had his hands were not up. He was not shot in the back. He was going for the cop's gun. He was trying to fucking take the cop's gun. And he wasn't doing it so he can wear it on his fucking neck as a souvenir. He was going to shoot Darren, I forget the officer's last name, with that gun. That's all bullshit. He deserved to get shot. He deserved to die. He tried to take a police officer's gun. The police officer was either going to get shot or shoot. And he shot the guy. Next case. What, the Kansas City one? The guy and his girl with the baby in the back, and they were smoking weed, and he had a legal gun that the cop said, don't put your hands there. Take your hands away. Put your hands up. When he put his hands on the gun, and the cop shot him. Justified. Justified. Mr. Johnson, I do a lot of homework on these things. I don't know if you do. If you do, you might have a different argument that you could maybe disperse mine with. But I will go fucking case to case with you. Name me one case where a cop shot an unarmed black guy and it wasn't justification or there was some other exigent circumstances surrounding it and the cop did not get in trouble. South Carolina cop shot the guy in the back. He was immediately, within days, suspended, arrested, and charged. Okay? Cop fucked up, cop went to jail. Bad guy fucked up, bad guy goes to the graveyard. Be blacks are killed by blacks in record numbers. See, they don't want to talk about that, the liberals and the black people. They want to say the cops are shooting unarmed white guys, black guys, excuse me. And I will argue that fact. Obama says cops are wrong, started all the... Barack Hussein Obama poisoned the globe with his 8 years of progressive liberal agenda. He made it okay for everything except the norm. Okay, what is this big one here? Lyme. I was Coney Island one time, two or 200 friends from Harvard. A bunch of kids were not white, cut in front of everybody while we were standing in line. I didn't want to take that shit. I do that all the time at water parks. People tell me to be quiet, and then the cop walked up and started banging on the fence and pointed this and make them get at the end of the line. No problems. But someone's... Man, yes, crazy. You can say whatever you want. Black Irish pride, bro. I've said to black people, white people, when they cut me in line when I'm with my kids at an amusement park or water park, I'm like, hey, fucko, I'm not some jerk off that you're going to just fucking step all over. Get the fuck behind me. And they probably say to themselves, this is some fucking old guy. Who the fuck knows what the fuck's his past about? If he had the balls to say that to five of us and he's standing there alone as far as not with other adults, he might just snap. So, and maybe they're right. I don't know. Thankfully, I didn't have to. They usually just took the fucking warning. Heed the warning. And I'm not a huge guy, guys. I'm a 50-year-old guy that fucking works out with 30-pound dumbbells. I mean, but I have balls, and I have a brain, and I know when to fuck with people. I know when to not fuck with people. When you call 911, the police come to help you, not Black Lives Matter. Fuck Black Lives Matter. That's a domestic terrorist organization that Hussein invited to the White House on numerous occasions. I hate to go political, man, but you know what? Mr. Johnson, I await your response. Please retort. I give you the floor. I will let you come on the show. You can call up next week. We'll go the whole – we will run the gamut of fucking cases with black – you know, with you claim to be injustices. Joey, you can make this a 2:30-minute episode. Holy fuck. Street smarts. Yes, Jim, because I grew up in a fucking city like you. I didn't grow up with fucking tree-lined fucking, you know, homes and fucking green lawns and white fences. That's what I have now. I graduated in my fucking mind. I'm surrounded here in the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco. Well, yeah, Oakland's a fucking piece of shit fucking ghetto. Where did that come from, Prophet? Nothing to do with anything. FPM, fake profit muscle. Fucking right, bro. Somebody get your ass kicked and you go home another day and you're gonna. Let me tell you something, man. I've gotten fucked with in public and I've sometimes had to put my tail between my legs and fucking leave. And other times I've fucking laid people out. And you're better off not. Because you never know what the fuck that guy's going to do, if he's got a gun or something. But especially when you have yours, you know that you at least can, you know, fucking remedy the situation, if you will. All of this, you know, racial injustice and criminal justice reform, give me a motherfucking break. This guy I was arguing with was trying to tell me that when the black crack epidemic broke, that's what he said, the crack epidemic in black neighborhoods, they called it a war on drugs, and they filled the jail cells. But now there's white heroin users in the suburbs, they're not doing it. And I said, I wish they would come in and do sweeps all over suburbia. Get those piece of shit junkies out of my fucking face just as fast as those crack fucking hoes. Fuck them all. They're all pieces of shit. Crazy. Be good, man. Thanks, brother. Navy ship. Like singing like what are those fucking fags? Fucking in the Navy there. Macho Man. What is that group? Somebody help me out here. I'm guessing in New York it's the same as Boston. You're just screaming more as a white person. Absolutely. Than you are as a black person. If you have no problem just ripping your voice, you can go racist. Yes, absolutely. Yes, there is a quota system, affirmative action. All of that affects promotions and job hiring for Catholic, white, straight males. Have fun peeling potatoes. Village people, thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Johnny, also. You see, I'm not a fag. I didn't know their name. Yeah, crazy horse to sail. I guess I would be the pica, right? I'd be the fucking gayest of the group. Joe, I actually have a video of me videoing the village people when I was working in the fair. Oh, cool. What do they got, like two of them left because they all died of AIDS or something? They're looking at you like a piece of meat. Hey, John Steiner, what's up? I still love that fucking logo he has. Remember the biker in the group? Yeah, man. He was fucking... You look at him, it's just like, oh, get him out. Get him away. I guess the Indian was kind of the coolest dude. Yeah. What do we got? 9 minutes left. How did we go from all of this great stuff with Mazin about being on TV to Black Lives Matter and gay singing groups? He was straight. Yeah, you know what? I did read that. I did read that, Steve. Hang out in San Francisco where they were. Leather and Harleys. It's like when Vito was a fag on The Sopranos. He had the biker uniform. It's a joke, guys. It's just a joke. I've got to be back on the show. Hopefully, I'll be back on every show. I got some free time. Good, Jim. I'm glad you're back. You're one of the old fucking guys here, the old timers. You were there from the beginning of these fucking magazines and stuff like that. You were there for the long haul, bro. Except the Indian. Comerica thinks he's Peter Parker. Where are you getting these things from? The lead singer of you. Yeah, but Rob Halford's cool as shit, though, bro. He can still fucking sing. Vito the Fag. You're a fucking disgrace when Johnny Sack whacked him. Old school rules. I agree, John Snodder. Fucking Vito. Johnny cakes, they're delicious. Oh, it was disgusting when he's making out with them in the mountains and takes his shirt off. Oh, oh. Thank God Fit Chick came in just as the show is getting real gay. We got a chick. Thank you for saving our program. Mazin, we have to change the subject now. I miss The Sopranos. Me too, man. But I don't miss Gay Vito. That I'm glad they got rid of him because it was getting really weird when he was my love you, Johnny Cakes. We bust balls at work. There's a place we're supposed to go to Ramrods. You all say figs at work. Go there. So we always call the guys out. Yeah, you got to bust balls, bro. You have a leaked conversation of Comerica and Greg plotting. This is like the fucking Russia fucking thing with Trump and Hillary. And who's colluding with who? Let me hear the tape. Gave me to ruin the show, dude. I was watching one night and I was like, what the fuck? Totally wouldn't have ever thought about gang. Yeah, no, I know. But it was actually pretty good. You know, it was a good plot. You know, it made it interesting. What the fuck? Who cares? Oh, he's just joking, Jim. Oh, kiss to the T, to the Gil, to the Roy. What are you going to go do, your eighth workout of the day? You energize a bunny, fit check you, hot stuff. Oh. Hey, Cosgrove. Oh, Shuey. Oh, no. How's the balls hanging? They're coming back a little bit since I had to go off. The dick's going away, though. They killed me when I saw the two dudes kissing me. I just can't. I can't watch. No, I can't. I can't either. Like Midnight Express, when he's fucking the Swedish guy, I have to fucking change the channel and put on something, whatever's the next channel for like 30, 40 seconds and I come back. What's up, Brova? Hey, Savage Little Beast. She's looking good. She's looking good. She looks sexy. Mine are still small. Yeah, but you know what? I wish mine was small too because that means my dick wouldn't be fucking 2 inches and not hard in the morning. Ugh, this sucks. Oh, this sucks. on a different note, the wife and son are out of the house. I had to watch porn for a few minutes while they were here and make sure the porn channel's still working, just to make sure. And you wanted to make sure the tissues came out of the box correctly, so you took out about 8 of them and laid them on your lap. One across the stomach so the belly button doesn't get full of cum. Oh, the other ones would arrest them. What is this now? All lives matter, period. You're not supposed to shoot unless he or she is provoked. No, that is totally fucking incorrect, my friend. The other officers would arrest them, but would not shoot them because that's shot. Mr. Johnson, I Chris Cuss, what's up? I politely disagree totally. An officer is allowed to use deadly physical force if he or she can fucking show probable cause that the person was going to use deadly physical force against them or another person. It could be a civilian. Dude, you're so off and wrong. That's why I always say to people, please read both sides. I read left-wing sites. I read left-wing newspapers. I listen to left-wing radio. If not as much or more than I do right wing, because I actually get a kick out of it. Thank you, Cindy. I actually get a kick out of it. Joey, whatever you know. Oh, I have a Jay Mazin. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, quick story from MD. Steve Bleckman's story. Thank you, Cindy. I know that you are aware of the same situations I am. When I worked for MD, Matt Damon was in that science fiction movie. I forget what it was called. But he had like his head shaved and like a fucking bolt in his head, like a radio thing. Oh, God. Here's the truth. When I was 21, I got banging my friend's head off a car. It was 100 where my foot. Oh, my God. Undercover. You dropped the hammer, of course. What are you going to do? You would have got locked up. If you killed him, you would have been in jail still, bro. You wouldn't be able to be on the show telling us this story. And you're still alive. Yeah, somebody would have fucking popped you. Matt Damon was in that fucking sci-fi movie. I forget the name of it. I used to deal with all these PR agencies when I worked for MD and Fitness RX over there. And we used to get celebrities and shit like that all the time. And a PR person called me and she goes, I can give you Matt Damon, but it has to be a cover feature. We're not going to just do a regular story. I mean, he's a fucking A-lister. And I said, of course, The Martian. No, it was a different movie than The Martian. Mr. John. I like this version. Although I like the stomping on his balls better than talking about black and white cops and stuff. Fuck, let's talk about funny stuff. Fuck that black and white shit, bro. Me and you are bros. Me and you are friends. We don't have to fight over this stupid political shit. I forget the name of the movie, but she goes, I wanna give you a shot because you did the right thing by us for this other actor that I gave them the fucking story on. So she wanted to give me a shot. Even though Fitness RX for Men was the last magazine out of the three. You had Men's Health, Men's Fitness, and then we sucked dick at the bottom. But she gave me the call first. And Muscle and Fitness, obviously, is high on top of all of them. She calls me and offers me Matt Damon. I said, let me call you right back. Let me go talk to my boss. I love it. I want to do it. Steve, I can get us Matt Damon. Photo shoot, cover feature, interview. We can do a video behind the scenes. This is perfect. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Matt Damon, he's an A-lister, Steve. He was just in that movie with Liberace, and people might think he's a gay guy, and I don't want to have that fucking connotation on our cover guy. Nah, tell them we'll pass. You wonder why I used to fight with that fucking asshole, and I deservingly got fired because I used to be a boss fighter. And that, I'm the boss here. You fight me all the time, and I feel you're wrong. I'm going to fire you, too. I deserve to get fired. I will, Jim. The best thing about the gym, no political hot bench press. That's true. Hey, Mia, what's up, my fucking Swedish fucking friend? So then my buddy Robbie Duran, who was at Flex, goes, they called us right after you turned them down and we put them on Muscle Fitness and it was a best-selling issue of the year. That is what I will leave you off with. Best-selling issue of the year turned down by Steve Bleckman. And people wonder why his fucking business is tanking. Look at the quality of those videos on that fucking station. Oh, my God. How bad can they get? They get worse every day. Guys, thank you so much. Yes, Ali J. Mazin was awesome. Thank you so much for Jay Mason Ortiz for joining us today on Muscle Sport Radio. Blecky wants your balls. He's almost got my fucking foot up his ass, that cocky fuck. Thursday, ask me anything. We will see you guys then. Thank you.